I travel home to remember the sound of morning. I choose the evening to pray as he returns. When the sound of the Green Line trolley cars and skyscrapers, surgeon of my imagination. I will remember this. The silence, sand on bare feet, my skin sticky, glistening in the sun, my hair like untamed thick of Africa. I will remember my mother in the night and the door as they play, peeking at me from the crack in the doorway. I will remember my auntie and her famous native tongue. Eh? Iyoka, ofore onegbe? That means, Iyoka, how is everything? You're too skinny. Silly responding, butaye, auntie. That means I don't know what you just said. And the women selling smoked corn and plantain. I will remember the taste of moi moi dodo, the sound of Doris pounding yam, fresh oranges from the Anamogija farm. Mask the majesty of my favorite constellations. I will remember the moon, me, because I am a poet, as if she knows that I am invested enough to write about it. Poet. I will remember the unseen. The homeless and the people just trying to survive. I remember the children roadside selling the local roads beaten and eroded by rain and time. Huts built beside any having so much. Neighbors with others living with nothing but the hand-me-downs on their backs. This is of tomorrow. I choose to leave behind my rose-colored glasses in my grandfather's finally lands back in Boston. I need to believe that Nigeria changes me every of third world reality. Whatever you call it, these are the moments that teach us how to recognize and clean water, hospitals on every corner, the opportunity for us to... These are the details that risk a fate of becoming law in the morning. Because when the city returns, when the sound of skyscrapers surround my senses, diminishing this version of my, I will remember this. I need